Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Blind Date for the Marine by Jess Mastorakos, narrated by Piper Goodeve and Chris Chambers. 1. Claire. I gaped at my best friend and boss as she stared at me expectantly. You want me to what? I want you to beta test Dex's app. But why? Doesn't he have a whole IT department testing it and making sure it's ready for launch? Amy shifted in her seat. He does, but what he doesn't have is a single woman with insight into the dating world, testing it for usability. I blinked, unsure of how to proceed. Amy had been the CEO of First Comes Love for over a year now. Her computer genius slash marine fiancé had developed a dating app for them to add to the company's matchmaking services. Amy was determined to keep this multi-million-dollar empire running in her mentor's absence, while also putting her own modern spin on it. This app's success meant a lot to her. She wanted it to take First Comes Love from Southern California's most significant matchmaking service to a national dating brand. And as her highly paid administrative assistant, I wanted that for her. But testing it myself? I wasn't so sure about that. Amy, I said, don't you think it's a little unethical for me to hop into this app and pretend to be looking for love so I can test its features for you? She shook her head, eyes wide. Pretend to be looking for love? Why would you pretend to be looking for love? Because I wouldn't actually be looking for love. I'd be looking for things to report back to you about the functionality of the app. I watched her as I spoke, then narrowed my eyes at her weighty silence. Wouldn't I? Claire, you're single. I've been dying to match you up for years. So why don't you hop into this app and look for love for real? You know, while also testing its features. It's a win-win. I wrinkled my nose. No. Online dating is creepy as it is. You never know who is actually behind the pictures they put on their profiles. And Dex's app is even worse because there are no pictures. It's crazy. Amy waved a hand. It's unconventional, but it's not crazy. Dex's blind date app is based on tons of research about singles wanting to get to know their partners based on more than just looks. I get that part. I do. And I hope you know I want the app to be a huge success for you and the company. I do. And that is why I want you to give it a chance. Maybe we'll have customers who are encouraged to give it a shot by a well-meaning friend, like me, even though they're reluctant, like you. I snorted. Well played. Just give it a shot. What's the worst that could happen? You don't find love, but you do help me make sure this app has the best user experience for the company. In her eyes, I could see that being the worst-case scenario. In mine, the worst-case scenario looked an awful lot like me getting my heart trampled in the name of app development. As an assistant at a matchmaking company, putting my heart on the line wasn't part of my regular job description. I wasn't sure I wanted to start now. Best-case scenario, Amy went on, sitting up straighter with a devious smile, is that you fall in love with the perfect man and you live happily ever after. But, you know, while also giving me feedback about the app. Either way, I want you to keep me posted on your progress and let me know what the app experience is like, okay? I bit my lip and let out a burst of air through my nostrils. It didn't sound like I was going to be able to get out of this. But fine. If Amy wanted me to test her app for work purposes, I could do that. I was good at my job, and she was right about one thing. I knew the dating world back to front, so I had the perspective that Dex and his IT buddies didn't have. But I wasn't going to look at this as a way for me to find love. This was a work assignment, and nothing more. Okay, I said, nodding once and opening my ever-present notebook. I'm in. Amy clapped her hands. Yay, thank you. You won't regret this. And I can't wait to see what kinds of connections you're going to make. Speaking of, who else will be in this beta testing phase? Like, what is the dating pool going to be made up of? We're launching just in Southern California at first, so it will be local singles. Wouldn't I want that anyway? To date in my own region, I mean? Maybe so, but I just meant that there will only be one region at first, and it's here in SoCal. Once we get all of the kinks out, we'll go nationwide, and that's when people will be able to set their settings to whatever location they want. But we don't want to go big until we have a good track record of matching up singles on our home turf. I scribbled down some notes. Got it. Well, the development of this app hasn't really been on my radar thus far, because I didn't realize I would be doing any work on it. Can you explain how it works from a user standpoint? All I know is it's like blind dating on crack. Absolutely, Amy replied with a laugh. And we like to think of it as blind dating for the digital age. So first, you'll choose an avatar instead of uploading any pictures. Next, you'll choose a super generic username. Make sure it doesn't have your real name in it, or that will defeat the purpose. In this day and age, you can Google anyone and stalk their social media. We want a true, get-to-know-you-for-the-real-you experience. Continuing to take notes, I nodded. Okay. Then, once you've added your avatar and username, you'll update your profile with a few details so you can help potential dates decide if they like what you're all about. Things like hobbies, likes and dislikes, fun facts that make you unique, and what you do for a living. Pretty standard stuff. Right. Oh, and a few whimsical questions about hopes and dreams that I made Dex put in there because I think that really gives people a sense for who you are as a person, you know? I swallowed, mentally trying to answer those questions while trying not to feel too self-conscious about it. Was an unhealthy addiction to light roast coffee with a metric ton of caramel creamer a turnoff for most men? What about the fact that I refused to use the hand dryer in a public restroom because it was basically recycled poop air? Should I keep these little tidbits to myself, even though I felt like the right man would see them and come running? This was going to be a mess of second-guessing myself, I could tell. See, this was why I didn't date, especially not online. The idea of putting the very essence of my being into an online questionnaire and expecting my soulmate to stumble across it went against everything I believed in about love. Besides that, I couldn't truthfully answer the questions about my hopes and dreams. No one, not even Amy, knew the truest desires of my heart. They were locked up so tightly that Fort Knox looked like SeaWorld San Diego on Military Appreciation Day. Then again, the whole point of this app was that no one would know who I was. I could be anyone I wanted to be. And by that, I obviously didn't mean that I'd make up some weird dating app persona, because that would be wrong. But instead, I meant I could actually be myself. I could be the woman I wished I were brave enough to be in real life, even though it was all just a fantasy. Which would be cool until I actually had to meet the guy, and he found out who I really was, and that I was nowhere near as brave as I'd need to be if I were really living out my dream. I looked up at her, deciding to get back to business. I tapped the end of my pen against my chin. What happens after I update my profile? How do I start talking to people? Dex's algorithm is really intense, and as an end user, you don't really need to know how it works. In fact, I don't want to tell you, because if you were a real client, you wouldn't know. And I wouldn't want that to change how you behave in the app. Got it. But basically, you'll have a recommendations tab in your app that has suggestions of potential matches. You can scroll through there, or you can browse and search by character traits, hobbies, interests, or careers, too. Can I filter out careers? Amy tilted her head at me. What do you mean? You know, like, say I don't want to date anyone in the military. Can I filter them out? Since Amy's fiancé was an active-duty Marine about to retire and go full-time with her at First Comes Love, she smirked. What do you have against the military? I don't have anything against the military, but I don't think those guys are my type. Oh, come on. Don't tell me you're one of those people who stereotype Marines as jarheads. Look at Dex and his friends. They're all a bunch of gamer nerds. My chest tightened at the mention of Dex's friends. Mateo, the best man at their upcoming wedding, had always given me major butterflies. I'd first met him when Amy invited me to come to game night. There was just something about his smile and the way his laughter brightened his eyes that turned my insides into total mush. But since he was moving to Germany in 6 months, I'd actively avoided hanging out with him ever since. What good would it do? I didn't want to crush on a guy who wouldn't be a permanent fixture in my life. Maybe it's because they move around so much then, I answered. Not to mention the heartache that I'm sure goes along with deployments. I'm just not interested in that lifestyle. Amy nodded. That makes sense. I'm grateful I met Dex at the end of his career, so we didn't have to deal with that. I definitely don't think I would have enjoyed missing him for months at a time. Exactly. Well, either way, yes, there is an option to filter things out, too. You'll see it when you go into the settings. Perfect. Then, let's say I find someone I want to talk to. How do I do that? You'll just send them a message request. They'll be able to look at your profile and either accept or decline that request. Once they accept, you'll be in your first official conversation with a blind date. I scribbled on my page. And then what? Then you talk. See if you click. And if you don't, you just stop talking to each other. I looked up. And if you do, you keep talking to each other. It sounded so simple and yet so profound. Until when? Like, when are our real identities revealed? After 30 days of meaningful conversations. My eyes bugged out of my head. 30 days? Are you serious? Yes. Does that feel like it's too long? We went back and forth between 30 and 90. At one point, we even thought about doing 6 months. 6 months? Okay, 30 days doesn't seem so bad now. But what do you mean about the part with the meaningful conversations? Basically, a meaningful conversation is when you go back and forth at least 5 times each. So, once that happens, the app will register that as a day of talking to each other. Once you've had 30 days of those, whether that takes you 30 consecutive days or 3 months, you'll be able to send each other a photo. And obviously, you can choose to meet up at that point, too. I took notes on all of that, but it was mostly so I could wrap my brain around it. I supposed if you liked someone enough to make it happen in 30 consecutive days, that would say even more about the connection you have. Not missing a single day of conversation would be pretty big. So, what's stopping people from just giving each other their numbers or social media info to skip the waiting period? Amy chuckled, leaning forward to fold her hands on the desk between us. I mean, I suppose nothing is stopping them. But studies have shown that people really want to form a meaningful connection based on more than just physical appearance. So we're hoping that by 30 days, if you're still interested in someone enough to keep talking to them online without even knowing what they look like, then there's an excellent chance it's the real deal. So you don't think people will give up on it before they get there? I mean, if they're falling in love, will they give up? Or will they keep talking so they can get to a point where they can finally see each other or meet in person after all of that time? I sat back in my chair. When she put it like that, it suddenly sounded incredibly romantic. And I would know. I was a closeted romance author who worked at a matchmaking company by day and wrote love stories by night. Love stories that no one had ever read. Love stories that likely would never see the light of day. But still, when you lived in a tiny apartment above a beachfront bookstore and worked there on Sundays to keep your rent affordable, stories filled your soul. Could this be the beginning of mine? There's just one more thing, Amy said, breaking me from my daydream. What's that? Do everything you can to conceal your identity in there. Isn't that the whole point? Amy bit her lip. Well, yes, to an extent. But I mean, this is kind of an undercover gig. I'm not telling Dex that I have a mole inside the app. What? I shrieked, then looked out the glass walls of Amy's office and found several employees looking at us curiously. I leaned forward, lowering my voice. What? I don't want him to think I'm questioning his app designing skills. It's just that he's so technical when he talks to me about it, and I want someone to give me the scoop in layman's terms, you know? What do you see, feel, and experience while participating? These aren't things Dex or any of the guys in IT can tell me, and I run this business from my heart, in addition to my head. It's necessary. But why can't you tell him I'm in there? Because I don't want him to get all wigged out about us potentially manipulating the data, or skewing the algorithm, or some such thing. I don't understand how it all works, so maybe that won't even be the case if you're just in there using it like any user would. But I don't want to risk him shutting down our little secret mission before I hear how this thing functions in the wild. We clear? I gulped. No pressure.
2. Mateo. Wait, you want me to snoop around an online dating app looking for bugs? I asked, raising an eyebrow at my best friend. I knew I should have questioned his offer to take me out for a random post-work beer. Now that he and Amy were so close to their wedding, they were inseparable, and he rarely had time for stuff like this. Dex never missed our traditional Wednesday night game nights with our other friend Huck. But meeting up outside of that and work? A rare thing these days. At first, I thought he wanted to talk to me about my duties as the best man at the wedding, a role that I'd won fair and square, although by a very narrow margin, during an intense round of Mortal Kombat with Huck. But testing out his dating app? Didn't see that one coming. Dex shook his head. I don't want you to snoop around. I want you to actually use the app, like a customer would. Like a customer who is actively trying to find love through online dating? You're a computer nerd. You can't tell me you don't see the merits of online dating. He had me there. I saw the merits. I understood why people did it. But the thing was, I spent my whole life on the computer. As a Marine working in the IT department, staring at screens all day was par for the course. So, when I was off work, I liked to read actual books, have conversations with actual people, play with actual cards or dice in a tabletop role-playing game. Stuff like that. Except for the occasional video game with the guys, my nerdiness wasn't just limited to electronics. But why do you need me to do it? Don't you have the whole IT team at First Comes Love at your disposal for this kind of thing? Well, yeah, sure. But these are the IT guys who are in charge of helping me build the app. They know it from the inside out. So I need someone who has zero experience with it to go in and tell me what it's like as a user. I tilted my head from side to side, considering it. What's in it for me? You mean besides the potential to find love? Blinking at him, I raised my beer to my lips and took a swig. Yes, besides that. I'll pay you. In dollars? Yes, in dollars. What did you think I was going to say, Monopoly money? I chuckled. I wouldn't put it past you. I will pay you in actual American dollars, so just think of this as a side gig. Cool? I fixed my eyes on the soccer game on the TV above the bar, considering his offer. I'd never taken a side gig before. My life as an active duty Marine basically meant that my necessities were covered. Housing, insurance, all that good stuff. And since I didn't have a woman taking up my spending money with home decor or whatever else they bought at Target, I also had a decent savings account to fund my interests and hobbies. But Whatever. A little extra cash never hurt anyone. Maybe I'd save it for traveling Europe after I moved. Wait, Germany. I looked over at Dex, wrinkling my nose. Bro, I'm moving to Germany in 6 months. There was a long pause as he stared back at me. Right. Yeah, that does kind of complicate things. I don't know who would want to get involved with me when I'm about to move out of the country. He pursed his lips. Well, you're always saying that you hate how women put the jarhead stereotype on you when they find out you're a Marine. So, why don't you go into it just as a tech guy? No military stuff in your profile. And don't say anything about the fact that you're moving. Isn't that a little dishonest? He tilted his head from side to side. It's not a lie. You're just not saying who your employer is, which, for a blind dating app, is fine. Give too much away and your identity could be easily found online. I nodded, processing that. It made sense. Give me a few clues, and I could probably find someone online in a snap. In fact, I'd have to actively try not to do that if I really went through with this. But I still wasn't even sure if I would. Dex patted me on the back. Look, I don't even need you to build a real connection on there, man. I just need to know what the experience is like, and if there are any bugs we need to fix before taking it nationwide. If putting your status as a Marine who is about to move out of the country in your bio would keep you from completing that task, it would make sense to leave it out. Okay, so now I'm not looking for love. If it'll help take some pressure off, no. Just look for bugs. Shaking my head, I sighed. Fine. You'll do it? I shrugged. It's a lot less trouble to find a glitch in the Matrix than a life partner, so sure. Whatever. Dex touched his beer to mine. Cheers. Thanks, man. No problem. Oh, there's just one more thing. Raising a brow, I paused with my beer halfway to my lips. What? You can't tell anyone, especially not Amy. You'll see her at game night this week, so just keep your lips zipped. What? Why? This has to be between us. I don't want Amy to know I'm sending you in on a bug hunting mission. She'll call me paranoid and tell me I need to trust her IT guys to do their job. I blinked at him. But she's right. Hey, do you want some extra cash or not? Right? My bad. Dex pulled out his phone. I'm gonna send you a download link, and then I'll walk you through it. Now? Yes, now. The sooner you get in there, the sooner we can play whack-a-mole with any problems that come up. Pulling out my phone, I did as he asked. Then I did my best to follow along as he walked me through the interface and explained the functionality. I was a little shocked that I'd have to keep talking to a woman for 30 days, consecutive or not, before seeing her photo. Seemed like a pretty intense time commitment, but I guessed that was the point. Finally, after I was set up and ready to go, we put our phones away and returned to our beers. Then the original reason I'd thought we were getting together crossed my mind. Hey, it's March, officially wedding month. Dex grinned at me. Yep, T-minus 31 days. How's it all going? Amy and Claire have everything covered. As far as I know, I'm just supposed to show up. Cool. I shifted, taking a sip of my beer. Claire was Amy's best friend and maid of honor, and I was pretty sure she hated me. At first, I thought we had some sparks at game night when we first met, but then, every time I'd seen her after that, She was pretty cold. Maybe I'd said something dumb or offensive and just hadn't realized it? I'd never been the smoothest guy with the ladies. Huck was way better at that than I was. And Dex had needed to be set up with a matchmaker by his own mom. So I guess that put me somewhere in the middle of the two of them. "How are the best man duties going?" Dex asked. "I should get paid for this, too, while you're handing out money." He snorted. "No chance. You're doing this for the glory." "Sure, sure. Anyway, there's not much for me to do. Amy emailed me a checklist. Your bachelor party is the weekend before. I hold the rings on the big day, and there are a few other things that day, too. But there's not much leading up to it." "Lucky you. Amy and Claire seem like they're working it like a full-time job. I'm glad they're keeping me out of it, to be honest." "Most men would be," I replied with a chuckle. Dex threw a few bills on the bar and stood up. "Speaking of Amy, I should head home. Thanks for agreeing to test drive the app, Lopez." "No sweat. You gonna hang out here?" I shrugged and took my phone out. "Yeah, I'll hop in here and see what I can find. I'll see you at work tomorrow."
"See ya."
I watched him head home to his soon-to-be wife and sighed. At first, I was almost excited about the idea of finding love based on more than just looks or first impressions. I'd never been great at those. Plus, I knew Dex was a smart dude, so the algorithm he created sounded like it had the potential to yield some pretty solid matches. But the reality was, starting anything with a California local right now before moving to Europe wasn't exactly smart. Especially if I wouldn't even see her face until 30 days worth of conversations had passed. So, when I got into the app and started browsing the recommendations page, I looked at it through the eyes of a tech guy, testing features and sending message requests in the hopes of triggering an error just so I could report back about it. There was no hope of romance involved, just the task at hand. After a bit of poking around, one of the earlier message requests I'd sent had apparently gotten approved. The tiny notification bell in the corner of my screen shook, and a little number 1 appeared next to it. I tapped the icon, then the message from a user named Bookish Dreamer. Her avatar was of a girl hiding behind an open book, only her blue eyes and a pair of thick black glasses visible at the top. So far, pretty much my type. I was a bookworm myself and definitely liked the idea of dating a woman who enjoyed reading. The glasses gave off that hot librarian vibe, too, which I could totally get behind. Not that I was here to date, of course. Next, I clicked on her bio. I figured that would be the natural next step if I were using this app like a single dude looking to mingle. Once it loaded, my eyes scanned the tidbit she'd chosen to share about herself. According to her bio, Bookish Dreamer was a romance novelist. This had my brows rising. While I'd never met an author before, I did love to read. Anyone who could string that many words together in a way that not only made sense, but also transported someone into a completely new world was impressive. Well, it was a new world in the books I liked to read anyway. I wasn't sure if she had to create a world for her characters to fall in love, but still, good for her. What else? I kept reading, noting that she was a coffee-obsessed introvert. This didn't surprise me. My image of an author at work was a furrowed brow, an old typewriter, and a cup of coffee. She also enjoyed long walks on the beach. Yes, really. And hated seafood, even though we lived in Southern California, where it was plentiful. We'd for sure disagree about that while ordering appetizers if this were dating in real life. Give me an ocean view with an oversized martini glass full of shrimp ceviche, and I was a happy man. Her bio also said she listed
Sample complete. Ready to continue?